The Gas City Redhawks on the road, taking on the Bad Axe Hatchets in week number six. As the Redhawks try and make it one more win closer to clinching that automatic playoff berth, the Bad Axe Hatchets trying to turn around the season with back-to-back victories, trying to go for that tonight. Entering the 2019 football season, anticipation expectations were set high for the blue and gold. In 2016, the Hatchets won just one game in Kelly Deer's first year as head coach, but he made a vow to create a disciplined program, and that's just what he did. In the following year, they won two games, and then last year they doubled that win total, going 4-5. Now this year, with a roster filled with returning starters, things were starting to look good for Bad Axe, yet 5 weeks in, the Hatchets have only been able to muster just two wins.
Yeah, Kelly Deer, after 32 games, is 9-23. He's won 28% of his games. And, you know, he had some buzz going, stirring around the last couple years, seeing that those win totals go up. Four wins was a big deal and trending in the right direction. But they have since, with a returned roster and expectations of some young kids with some speed, we just haven't seen it. We've seen the quarterback hold onto the ball too long. We've seen the offensive line not be able to protect or create holes for the running back. We've seen a defense that takes series off and gives up big plays, and it's just kind of been one Achilles heel after the other. This week it's the line, next week it's the defense, and they haven't been able to put a true full four quarters together, and I think that's what's frustrating this coaching staff, that they haven't seen their true potential yet.
Head coach Kelly Deer has had plenty of talent, especially in his backfield. In previous years, Bad Axe might have had a strong quarterback, but no line to protect him, or perhaps a strong backfield with no offensive leader. Well, this year, though, they have a mixture of them all, with junior and second-year starting quarterback Vinny Blackstock.
Yeah, and Vinny Blackstock is completing 60% of his passes. He's 40 of 66. He's got 500 yards and five passing touchdowns, and statistically, as a quarterback passing in this league, he's got to be in the lead. So the numbers are right on point. But last week, just 5 of 11. He had 81 yards and two touchdowns. He can also run a little bit. He's got 25 carries, just 63 yards, but a couple touchdowns, and that's an important one to stat. It's not a stat that's going to blow you away, but it's something you have to realize as a defense, that he is not afraid to tuck it and take 3 or 4 yards if that's all you give him. And those plays can mean a lot at making third and second down a lot shorter.
The key to Bad Axe successfully implementing the single wing offense relies on a versatile wing back, and that's exactly what you have in Jack Clancy.
Yeah, the running game begins and ends with Jack Clancy. We saw what happened when Jack Clancy leaves the game in week one against Harbor Beach. The team completely, the air come out of the balloon whatsoever. There was nothing left. That team completely laid down in Harbor Beach. It was score after score after score late in that game. But he is a playmaker. He is what we define as an elite athlete in this area. There's no doubt in my mind, if he wants to, he will play some college sport somewhere. He has 68 carries and 514 yards and 8 touchdowns on the season already. And for those keeping track at home, 7.5 yards a carry.
Not bad.
68 carries, maybe on the low side, but after that, there isn't anybody that has 10 carries on this team. Carson Affer has 9 carries, 65 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He's your second leading back. So it begins and ends with the success of Jack Clancy.
And just when you think you have the Bad Axe offense figured out, Vinny Blackstock and the Hatchets will keep their opponents off balance with a cunning airborne attack. That's made possible by a number of wide receivers, led by perhaps the conference's best receiver, senior Cody Telesky.
Yeah, I'd like to think Harbor Beach has a wide receiver that they'd like to argue a little bit about that. But no doubt about it, Cody Telesky, second to none in that conversation. He's got 21 receptions already, 329 yards and 4 touchdowns. He had 2 touchdown catches last week against Brown City. He had 8 catches for 118 yards and a touchdown. And I know if I could put him on my fantasy team, Clark, I'd add him right now.
On defense, Bad Axe is allowing 25 points per game, putting them in the middle of the GTC pack at number 8. We'll see how they do tonight, as kickoff between Cassidy and Bad Axe is in 15 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Being powered by Ager Valley Services.
It's that time of year again when pumpkins, scarecrows, and fall decorations adorn front porches, and the trees sway in the wind with leaves of myriad colors. The only thing better than autumn's natural beauty are the fall savings going on now through October 31st at Thumb Cellular. When you upgrade your phone, add a line to your account, or switch to Thumb Cellular, you'll receive a free $50 gift card to your local grocery store. McDonald's Food and Family Center in Bad Axe, VG's Grocery in Caro, Pigeon Family Market in Pigeon, and Jeff's Marketplace in Sandusky. Also, get up to $150 off select Samsung Galaxy smartphones and save $10 when you spend $30 or more on two accessories. So this October, stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad-X, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, or go to thumbcellular.com/deals, where there are no tricks, only treats. Gift card and phone promos require a two-year contract. Terms and conditions apply.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our Vision Center, Senior Living, our Wellness Center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb. It's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as Bad Axe on homecoming night in week number six of high school football, hosting the Cass City Redhawks in a Greater Thumb West showdown. The number one team going against one in the lower portions of the bracket, the number six team in the West. As the crow flies, it's 15 and a half miles southwest from Cass City to Bad Axe High School. If traveling by vehicle, you're looking at about a 20-mile journey, taking roughly 23 minutes. In regards to school size, Cass City has 269 students according to the MHSAA. That makes them the fifth smallest school in the Greater Thumb Conference. For Bad Axe, they have 302 students, the fifth largest school in the GTC. So, direct comparison, school size plus 33 for Bad Axe. Tonight marks the 73rd time that Bad Axe and Cass City have faced off with each other for both schools. Their most frequent opponent is each other. The second most frequent opponent for both of them, Lakers. Go figure. Cass City holds the overall series lead 38-33 with one tie. Don't know even when that happened. In the world of offensive production, Cass City has the third best offense in the Greater Thumb Conference at 37.2. Bad Axe three spots below at number six, scoring 27.8 per game. On offense, it's Cass City on average by 9.4. Defensively, Cass City has the second best of the 14 GTC teams and the best in the West. Through five games, Cass City is allowing just 7.6 points per game. For Bad Axe, they are number eight in the Greater Thumb Conference, giving up 25.4 points for each 48 minutes. So on defense, it's Cass City by 17.8 on average. Las Vegas has set their line for the night.